सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्. We have covered three topics now. The first topic I covered here is the disciplines required for self-knowledge. Okay, what are all the disciplines one should know in order to, you know, one should follow in order to be ready for, you know, the self-analysis. And thereafter, I said, Jiva Surupa Vicharaha, enquiry into the nature of the individual. Then we also had enquiry into the nature of the total Ishwaraha. First, Jiva Vicharaha or Vyashti Vicharaha. I told you, Vyashtihi. Now, Shushakti Ma, I'm going to tell you, Vyashtihi, Samskrita word, okay? Vyashtihi mean what? Individual. Samashtihi means what? Total. This is Vyashti Vicharaha means the analysis of the individual. Samashti Vicharaha means analysis of the total cosmos. And Vyashti Vicharaha, the individual analysis, is also said to be what? Jiva Swarupa Vicharaha. And analysis of the total Samashti Vicharaha is what? Ishvara Swarupa Vicharaha. Remember all these things? And we did last class, for initially we said, individual is a combination of both Atma and Anatma. In fact, we can say Atma is pure consciousness. And what is Anatma? Anatma is nothing but three bodies. The Karana Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and Sthula Shariram. Karana Shariram is the cause from which the subtle body and the gross body have evolved. Is it clear? And if we see, this karna, this sthula, sukshma, karna, shariram alone, again analyzed and understood differently as, now, five layers of personality. Annamayaha koshaha, pranamayaha koshaha, manomayaha koshaha, vijnanamayaha koshaha and anandamayaha koshaha. Five different levels where a human being has identity. Human being identifies himself, understand? An individual, jiva, identifies himself at five different levels. The physical level, prana level, emotional level, intellectual level, understand? So five different levels where a human being identifies himself, and those five different levels are said to be five different layers of personality. They are nothing but the analysis of the three bodies differently. So, panchakoshaha. Then we also analyzed what? Three states of experience. Remember that? Deep waking state experience, dream state experience and deep sleep state experience. So, we have analyzed anatma, the non-self, at the individual level, consisting of 11 components in three groups. Understand? So this anatma is mithya and atma is what? Consciousness is satyam. Consciousness is a consciousness. Anatma is inert in its nature. Is it clear now? This we understood. Later on, we moved on to the samashti vicharaha, the total enquiry into the nature of Ishwaraha or the total. There we saw how this is a cosmology understood with reference to Veda. With reference to Veda. So what is this cosmos? What is this whole universe all about? This universe, what we see here, the gross universe, has evolved from what? Five gross elements. The gross elements alone have become this gross universe. What is this grass universe said to be? Sthula prapanchaha. Is sthula prapanchaha is bhautika prapanchaha. This entire elemental model, the universe, this grass universe is nothing but bhautikaha prapanchaha, means elemental model, elemental universe. This universe is elemental product. Bhautikaha prapanchaha. Why do we say bhautikaha prapanchaha? Because this grass universe has evolved from grass elements. Pancha sthula, understand? Bhutebhyaha jataha. Look at this. Because this universe, grass universe, has evolved from the grass elements. How? Because this whole universe is, grass universe is nothing but the combination of, the modified form of, the combination of five grass elements. Therefore, next question we ask, where have these grass elements come from? How have they evolved? So, you have to remember, these grass elements are nothing but the tamasic aspect of the five subtle elements, okay, got mixed with each other. 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each subtle element joined the other, understand, other tamasic aspect of other elements, thereby the grass elements have evolved. Is it clear now? So, then, next we say, there is also subtle universe, sukshma prapanchaha. The subtle universe have evolved from where? We saw, subtle universe has evolved from, manifested from where? From the sattva rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Remember that? And subtle elements evolved from where? Subtle elements have evolved from the, we saw maya. Remember that. And where is maya? Maya is not outside of Brahman, the consciousness. What is Brahman? Consciousness. Brahman is a word used to imply consciousness. Is it okay? Atma is another word used to imply consciousness. So, Atma and Brahman are the two different words meaning the same vastu, same consciousness. Is it clear? So, Atma is Brahman, Brahman is Atma. But we use the word Atma to mean consciousness with reference to an individual. We use the word Brahman to mean consciousness with reference to the whole universe. Okay? Therefore, consciousness is what now? Brahman is Satyam. The subtle universe and the grass universe, if they evolved from the matter, is what? Maya is what? Mithya. Why? Because Maya itself is Mithya. Maya is another word for Karana Prapanchaha, causal universe. What is causal universe? Causal universe is nothing but the cause from which the cause, the matter in its original and subtle form, from which the subtle and the grass universe have evolved, is what? Causal universe, isn't it? There is also mithya. Is it clear now? This is what we understood a little bit. So we say, therefore, now we have these two individual analysis we have made, and also we have made the analysis of the total universe. In both places, what we see here, with reference to an individual, Atma is Satyam and the body mind's complex is Mithya. Then when you see the whole universe, there Brahman, the consciousness is Satyam and the grass and the subtle universe is what now? It's all grass, subtle universe is Mithya. Is it clear now? You know what is Satyam and what is Mithya. Now, the next question comes. What is that? all our problems in life are what? Because of your any problem in life, sorrow in life, unhappiness in life is because of the smallness centered on I. Naan kuraihalai udayavan, naan thaalndavan endra ennathal dhaan namakku vaazhkaiyil prachanaigal erpadugindrana. All our problems are due to the notion that I am small. Due to the notion that I am small. Understand? Due to the notion you entertain in your mind that you are small. I am inadequate. Understand? I am inadequate. I am small. This is the notion. And we don't need to say I don't have that notion, okay? We all have that notion. As we have nose, okay, physically, mentally, we have that thought. What is it? I am small. Naan kuraihalai udayavan. You don't have?
I just asked.
I tell you, you don't need to ask anybody. I tell all of us have that. That is what Shastram says, all of us. Shastram knows very well. We're too innocent. We do not even know that we have a problem. Understand? And then there is a problem. This I am small. This is a notion everyone entertains. This notion is responsible for. Due to this notion alone, there is something called problem, or there are problems in one's life. So, and what we do, whatever we do to solve our problems, any problem we have, that problem seems to be having a solution, but what, even if you find a solution for a given problem, solving the given problem, the appropriate solution doesn't seem to be putting an end to the very problem. Okay, the rising of a new problem. Problems are solved. Always there is some problem or the other. No, there is some problem or the other. Therefore, life is always full of problems. Understand? So, no solution puts an end to the rising of a new problem. Solution becomes a solution for a given problem. Doesn't mean one becomes completely free from the problems. This is because of, Shastram says, the notion one entertains about oneself. And what? Why this notion is there? This notion is because of one's identity with body, mind, sense complex. Understand? This notion is why? Why is this notion? Understand? The notion is the problem here. This notion is due to one's wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Understand? And therefore, how does the identity with the body, mind, sense complex, how does it cause problem? Because the body, mind, sense complex, everything has a limitation. Body has its own limitations, mind has its own limitations, sense powers have their own limitations, intellect has its own limitations. So all the limitations of the body, mind, sense complex become superimposed upon the Atma, the Self. Understand? Udambu manam purungalivehudaya kuraihalai unnudaya kuraihalaga nee yetrukolgirai. Yen, because you identify with body, mind, sense complex. And why do you understand? So you are helpless. Why do you identify yourself with the body, mind, sense complex? Because you do not know who you are, what you are. And not only you do not know who you are, what you are, you do not know that you do not know what you are. Understand, you're ignorant of your ignorance. I told you this in the very, very, very beginning. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. You do not know that you do not know what you are. Therefore, helplessly you are Atma, but you do not know what Atma is. You mistake the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex, for the Atma, you, and you superimpose the limitations of body, mind, sense complex upon the Atma. Then thereby, when you think you are a limited individual, thereby you entertain a notion that you are small. I am small. I am a limited individual. This is a notion. Understand? This notion alone gives rise to what? The pressure, inner pressure, because of which the very phenomenon called desire arises. Therefore, what I want to be big, I want to be bigger than what I am. I want to be different from what I am. I want to live long. I'm a mortal. I want to live long happily. Understand? The very fundamental desire comes. The desire, ஆசை என்ற ஒன்றுக்கு அடிப்படை காரணம் என்ன? What is the basic? What is the root cause of the desire to come into being? There cannot be desire. Desire cannot arise if there is no pressure. The very desire is because of what? The smallness centered on the I. Is it clear? Yes. Therefore, what is that which will free you from? Can you ever undo your desires? No. Can fulfillment of desires free you from problems? No. Why? Because unless and until the notion that you entertain about yourself is corrected, erroneous notion. Understand? Corrected, there's no way of yourself becoming free from the problems. Is it clear now? Therefore, the desire comes into, desire arises, and all other desires are what? Symptoms of this fundamental desire. Whether you fulfill the desire, a new desire will come up. If you don't fulfill the desire, you will be angry, you will be unhappy, you will be upset, and then there are a lot of problems. There's what is a problem? What is a problem? When things do not happen the way you expect them to be, to happen, that's a problem. If things, everything happens to your expectation, things are the way you expect them to be, then what's the problem? Understand? What actually is the problem? Tell me. Things are not the way we want them to be. Not always. Things cannot be the way we want them to be. That is, what is the problem? That is why do we expect things to be different from what they are? How they are? Why do we expect the situations from to be different from how they are? I want this situation to be different. Why am I unhappy? I didn't expect this situation. I wanted the situation to be different from how it is, what it is, my expectation. Understand? It is not, the situation is not to my expectation, then I'm disappointed, okay? And I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated, I'm unhappy, I consider this as what? Problem. Understand? So, that's why life, the problems are due to our, understand, expectations and things. And this is because of, why do we expect them to be different? Because we think the problems are actually outside. Really speaking, in Tamil we say, Nandrum Thidum Pirartharavara. Understand? Nobody can ever make you unhappy. Nobody can ever make you happy. Nobody is responsible for unhappiness or happiness. Therefore, here we say, nobody in the world is responsible for your unhappiness. Nobody, no situation is responsible for your unhappiness. okay, nobody's behavior is responsible for your unhappiness. And no situation is responsible for unhappiness or happiness. It is our thinking. Because of that person, I'm unhappy. Because of this person, I'm unhappy. Their behavior makes me unhappy. That's not true. It's our wrong perception. Again, it's also what? Our wrong perception. Our view, we think perfect. No, I see things correctly. My understanding is 100% correct. No, Shastram says, if there are things which you can see through your physical eyes, there are things which you can use your buddhi and see through your understanding, but there are things which your limited intellect, however sharp it is, however intelligent and clever you are, still you are not able to see beyond, okay, beyond what your eyes can see, what your buddhi can see. That is why perception is wrong. Therefore, the whole perception, my perception has to be changed. And perception can be changed only, understand? Only my view of life has to be changed, for which the correction has to take place from where? From the erroneous notion I have about myself. The notion I have about myself. My God, I am small. That is the biggest problem. Understand? The notion is the problem. This notion has to be corrected. You are already big. You cannot become bigger than what you are. You are already as big as you want to be. Understand? This is a fact. Do you see the fact? Do not see. Do not know this fact. What do you think? You are small. So what do you want to be now? That is why there is a very want to become different from what I am. The want is there because you have a wrong notion you have about yourself. Why do you have a wrong notion? Because you do not know what you are. And not only you do not know, you do not know that you do not know. Understand? That is why this correct, the erroneous notion one has about oneself has to be corrected. There's no way of keeping you in good humor. There's no way of, understand? There's no way of seeing yourself being, okay, happy unless and until you correct this notion you have about yourself. Irrespective of what you have achieved, what you have not achieved in life. The people, so-called people who are achievers, the great achievers are also unhappy. The people who have not achieved anything also are unhappy. The unhappiness is not in achievement, not in non-achievement. Unhappiness is purely because of the notion one has about oneself. One is helpless. Therefore, the correction of this error, okay, error needs knowledge of the self. Self-ignorance, understand, is the root cause of this erroneous self-perception. Therefore, the perception of the erroneous self-perception, in order to correct the erroneous self-perception, knowledge is the only means. Understand? That is why we have now Atmana Viveka is important. And not only that, you can say, okay, we have made the individual analysis, we have also analyzed the universe. Yeah, whole Jagat is Ishvara. Okay, I am an individual, that's fine. But who am I? Okay, Aham Alpajnaha. Look at this. How can you say, and the Shastram says, you are Ishwaraha. Look at this. You are Ishwaraha. You are the Lord. You are equated to the Lord. How do you say that? I'm not saying because it is what is revealed by the Shastram. What is that statement which says that you are the Lord? Tat Tvam Asi. Tat அது தட், தேர்ட் பர்சன் சிங்குலர் ப்ரோனவுன் தட். துவம் மீன்ஸ் செகண்ட் பர்சன் சிங்குலர் ப்ரோனவுன் யூ. அசி மீன்ஸ் ஆர்ட், ஆர் ஏ ஆர் இ. சோ தட் லார்ட், த ஹோல் விச் இஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் அஸ் த ஹோல் இஸ் இன் ஃபேக்ட் யூ. தட் தௌ ஆர்ட், துவம் தத் அசி, யூ ஆர் தட் ஈஸ்வரா. You are the whole. When you say you are that, you are the whole. You are, it's an equation. You are that is what? It is an equation. It is an equation. When you say itself, it's called Mahavakyam. In Upanishads, in Vedanta, in Upanishads, we have many Mahavakyams. And these Mahavakyams, Mahavakyam means what? Vakyam. In Tamil also we have Vakyam. Okay, Vakyam means a sentence, a statement. Maha means what? Great, big. Does it mean a big statement, a big sentence? Mahavakyam means a statement, okay, which reveals the identity between you and Ishvara Bhagavan. Which reveals the non-difference between you and the Lord. Understand? That is a Mahavakyam. That's why it's called a great sentence. Great declaration of Vedanta. Okay, Dindima. You know that Vedanta calls banks of big drums and calls everybody, come on, listen to this. Listen to this fact. What is that? You are the whole. The whole jagat, you cannot become bigger than what you are already. Every individual is addressed here, not only you and me. Okay, some people don't like this. No, why? Only that sentence should be only to me, not to others. That is a problem. Again, it's a problem. But Vedanta addresses every individual and tells this. Okay, you are the whole. You are that Lord, the whole. That means, and why, therefore, this is an equation. Where you are equated to the Lord. When you say equation, itself you should understand, what is it to understand? If there is no difference at all between you and the Lord, okay, equation is not necessary. Understand? Equation is not necessary. If there is really difference between you and Ishvara, equation is not possible. Understand? So when is equation possible? Equation is possible only if there is difference and there is also non-difference. Understand? Vetrumayum irundhu, ottrumayum irundhathaan, then equation can be made. Understand? There must be difference. There must be non-difference also. Only then you can make an equation. This is equal to that. This is that. So, this is an equation. But this sentence says, Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam says, you are already the whole, the Lord. You understand, the whole cosmos is what? Ishvara, the Lord. You are that Lord. Understand? You are the Lord. You are that. Whole, what is this whole cosmos? The whole cosmos is mithya. What is mithya cosmos? Mithya jagat is nothing but satyam brahma. Like I told you, remember this. Please listen to me carefully. With reference to ocean, water is satyam. The name and form ocean is what? Mithya. Understand? Water is not the ocean. Water is not the ocean. But ocean is nothing but water. Understand? Similarly, the name and form ocean is mithya, water is satyam. Similarly, pure, the consciousness Brahman is Satyam, the whole Jagat is Mithya. Brahman, the consciousness, is not the universe, but the whole universe is what? Brahman. Understand? Whole universe is Brahman. Whole. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, and you are Brahman. You are that Brahman. You, okay? The substance of the substantive I, the content of the I, the meaning of the word I is what? If you press the wave, what is the truth of the wave? Water. If you press I, what is the I? Consciousness. Understand? Therefore, the Brahman is what you are. Actually, the consciousness which is Brahman. Understand? Therefore, you are equated to that Lord. And here the student has a doubt. Come on, when you say you are the Lord, such a big fact, great fact, a statement of fact. Understand? When you say 2 + 1 is equal to, look at this, 2 + 1 is equal to 5 - 2. Understand? 2 + 1 is equal to 5 - 2. For a young, no, for all of you, very easy, okay? For a child, it's a big thing. My God, two different number. Plus another sign. One, another number. Is equal to, okay? An equation. Then 5, again, different sign, -2. Very difficult, isn't it, for a child? Similarly, for an innocent mind, for an individual who identifies himself with the body mind is complex, who thinks, okay, I can lift only this much, okay, I know only this much, I know only this much, I'm earning only this much. Understand? All, I'm limited individual. I was born on such and such a date, I'm going to, I don't know when I'm going to die. Definitely I'm going to die one day. I'm so weak. Even in this cold weather, if I go out, drive to a few years, come back, I get tired, feel so sleepy and drowsy. This, I am equal to the Lord. I am the Ishvara. I am the Lord. Understand? It's such a big fact. Like how child looks, oh my God, 2 + 1 is equal to 5 - 2. It's a big mathematics for the child. Like that, you are Ishvara. For an ordinary individual, this fact is not digestible. Understand? It cannot be easily comprehended and not digestible also. Not acceptable also. He gets frightened. We don't want this Vedanta, okay? It's too much for us. Too intellectual. What do we want to do? We go and sing bhajans. This is enough for us. Hey, sing bhajans, fine. I don't deny the greatness of singing bhajans. I love bhajans. We all want only bhakti. We don't like these things. Bhakti is the easiest way to. You know what is bhakti? If you know what bhakti is all about, then you will know how important it is to understand at least one day or the other. What is bhakti again? That's a different topic, okay? Let me tell you here. So here, therefore, this is a fact, okay? It's a statement of fact. It has to be understood. Well, the individual has a doubt. He asks, Aham Alpagyaha. Alpagyaha means what? I know very, very little. Alpagyaha means Kurainda Arive Udayavan. I know very little. Understand? Who is Ishvara? Sarvagyaha. All knowing. Omniscient. Understand? All knowing. Omniscient. Sarvagyaha. Sarva with Ishvara. And what am I? I'm Alpa Shaktiman. Understand? I have my Shakti. I have very little Shakti. Very little power. Very little energy. Very little Shakti. And understand strength. Who is Bhagavan? சர்வசக்திமான். அல்பசக்திமான் பகவானே சர்வசக்திமான், ஆல் ஆம்னிபொட்டன்ட், ஆல் மைட்டி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ஐ டோன்ட் நோ வெதர் ஐ ஹவ் எனி மைட் அட் ஆல். ஆல் மைட்டி பகவான், ஹவு கேன் ஆல் நோயிங், ஆல் மைட்டி, ஆம்னிஷியன்ட், ஆம்னிபொட்டன்ட், ஆம்னி பிரசன்ட் ஈஸ்வரா பி? அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? I am alpajnaha, alpashaktiman, understand? How can I be equated to Ishvara? Okay, this is the question comes. And here, the Shastra says, you're right, difference between the individual and the total, you and Ishvara is there, difference is there. The difference is only empirically real. Difference between you, the individual, and the Lord is empirically real, relatively real, but not absolutely real. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by saying absolutely not real, empirically real? What do we mean by that? He say, look at this. Let us take, see the example of ocean and the wave first. Take the wave, take the ocean. Okay? Ocean, wave is an individual wave. Okay? Part. And ocean is the total. Isn't it? So we say, wave is the ocean. Wave is ocean. Because wave always thinks, I'm small, very, very small. Understand? And one enlightened wave tells this complaining wave, okay, all the lamenting wave, come on, shut up your mouth, listen to me. You cannot, okay, you are an ocean. You are an ocean. This wave couldn't believe this. I sit here in this one corner of the ocean. The ocean is so big. How can I be in the ocean? I'm part of the ocean. I'm not the ocean. Okay? That is the wave's argument. And is wave and ocean are different. Wave is different from the ocean empirically, relatively. Empirically means what? From the standpoint of the name and the form, the wave, wave is different from the ocean. Okay? Ocean is a name given to, okay, a big form. Wave is a name given to a small form. From the standpoint of the form and the name, wave is small, ocean is big, difference is there. We don't say there is no difference at all. If there is no difference at all, then why should we equate? There must be difference. We cannot equate otherwise. Understand? Understand? There must be difference. Yes, that's why from the standpoint of the nama rupa, wave is different from the ocean. We call it vachyartha. Say that? Vachyartha. Vachyartha means sorporul. Shivashakti Amma, for your sake, I'm saying it in Tamil. Vachyartha means sorporul. Literal meaning, the primary meaning. Is it okay? Is a vachyartha. Vachyartha means what? The literal word meaning. It's called what? Wave is a word. It has a vachyartha. And ocean is another word. It also has a vachyartha. Sarpur, okay? It has a literal meaning. When you say from the standpoint of the literal meaning of the words wave and the ocean, there is difference. This difference from the standpoint of the name and form, the difference from the standpoint of the vachyarthaha, okay, the literal meaning of the words name, ocean and wave, this difference is empirically real. Understand? Relatively real. But from the standpoint of the lakshyarthaha, lakshyarthaha means the implied meaning, not sorpurul but utpurul. The implied meaning is different. Understand? Implied meaning. We say, if we say, wave means water plus the form. Water plus the form is equal to wave. What is ocean? Water plus the form. Is it okay? Water plus the form, ocean form is equal to ocean. Water plus the wave form is equal to wave. Is it okay? When you say wave and ocean, do you mean only, when you say wave, do you mean only the form or do you mean only the water? Understand? When you mean both, it is vachyartha. Look at this. When you say water plus, when you say wave, you don't mean only the form. You don't mean only the water. You mean both. When you say ocean, similarly, you mean only the water or only the form? You mean both water plus form. So water plus form becomes equal to what? Vachyartha. Ocean, when we say, we mean both the name, the form with the and water together is what? Vachyartha. You mean the whole thing. Form and also the water. Is the vachyartha. You say wave, water plus the form. Understand, is it? Vachyartha. Now I say from the stand vachyartha. From the standpoint of the vachyartha, there is difference. Okay, difference is there. Difference is there, real, understand. But from the standpoint of the lakshyartha, lakshyartha nartham, implied meaning means we don't mean the whole form plus water. Okay, two forms are different. But implied water, take the water, the satyam aspect of the form. In the wave, what is satyam? Satyam. Okay, form is mithya. Okay, wave is a name which means the form which has no independent existence outside of water is mithya. Water alone is satyam. Similarly, we take the ocean, there also form, ocean is a name of a form which has no independent existence outside of water. Therefore, the ocean form is mithya. Therefore, leave the mithya parts of ocean and water, say ocean and wave, take satyam aspect of, we take satyam alone, you take satyam aspect of wave is the implied meaning of the wave. Satyam aspect of ocean is the implied meaning of ocean. Is it clear now? From the standpoint of the implied meaning of the wave and the ocean, what? H2O. There is no difference. Understand? Is there difference? No difference. From the standpoint of the implied meaning of the wave, what is the implied meaning of the wave? Satyam of the wave is water. Satyam of ocean is water. So, the standpoint of the water, the satyam, the implied meaning of the wave and the ocean, there is no difference. Understand? Therefore, this non-difference between the wave and the ocean from the standpoint of satyam is absolutely real. Understand? Therefore, non-difference is absolutely real. Difference is empirically real. It's okay? Is it clear? Therefore, when you say wave is ocean, means wave is equated to the ocean. Understand? Wave is ocean. Then this, from the standpoint, this equation, understand, reveals the non-difference between the wave and the ocean. Non-difference. Similarly, now we have studied, analyzed both separately. What is Ishwaraha? What is individual? Okay. What is our individual? Who is an individual is what? Atma, the consciousness, plus body, mind, sense complex. What is Ishwaraha? Brahman, the consciousness, plus gross and subtle universe. Is it okay? Is it clear now? Now we say, listen, the consciousness is satyam. Understand? Atma and Brahman are one and the same. Consciousness is satyam. The body, mind, sense complex is mithya. Similarly, gross and subtle universe are also mithya. Is it clear? Now, the consciousness alone manifests through the given individual body, mind, sense complex. Manifests. Understand? Manifests through the body, mind, sense complex. The same consciousness manifests through all the bodies and all the minds and all this, okay? All the bodies and all the minds, all subtle and gross bodies. Therefore, we say the consciousness which manifests through the given body, mind, sense complex. Is it okay? The consciousness which manifests through a given body, mind, sense complex is said to be the reflected consciousness. There is no reflected consciousness, really speaking. We give the name, the consciousness which manifests through the given body, mind, sense complex is said to be the reflected consciousness.
So individual is reflected
consciousness. No, I'm saying everywhere, I'm going to tell you the thing. And the same, understand, a consciousness which manifests through all the minds, all the bodies, understand, the whole gross universe, subtle universe is also what? Okay, it's also reflected consciousness. See, consciousness is the same. Look at this. Now, the form through which the consciousness manifests is said to be the reflecting medium. The form through which the consciousness manifests is said to be the reflecting medium. Understand this. The pure consciousness which reflects through a given form is said to be the reflected consciousness, and the form through which the consciousness reflects is said to be the reflecting medium. Is it clear? Now we're coming to the point. Listen. Now we say, your subtle body is one reflecting medium. The gross body also is reflecting medium. The consciousness reflects through the mind, through the senses. Understand? Consciousness reflects through the individual body, mind, sense complex. Similarly, the same consciousness manifests through the gross universe and the subtle universe. Is it clear now? Therefore, we say the gross universe is one reflecting medium. Subtle universe also is reflecting medium. Is it clear? Now here we say the gross body is reflecting medium. Subtle body also is reflecting medium. Now we say the reflecting media are different. Anatma, is okay? The reflecting media are different. Difference is what? Difference between, but the reflecting, the consciousness which reflects through the media is not different. Is it clear? I'll tell you. We keep, now this is as a pot. You keep a small tumbler. Look at this, small tumbler, big tumbler and big container. And this one, we keep different sizes of, okay, waste containers, water containers. We keep containers of different shapes and different sizes. Smallest, okay, and a small lid of a bottle. Okay, small container, understand, smallest container, small container, understand, and many small containers, big container, bigger containers, biggest containers, we keep many containers here. And we will fill every container with water. And you see, every water in the container, okay, the water in every container reflects this light. We under this, we keep many containers full of waters. And every container reflects the light. And how many reflections you see? Same light, okay? You can see these five bulbs. You can see the reflection of this light in all the containers. How many reflections you see? Many. Many reflections. Why many reflections? Multiplicity we see, plurality we see, diversity we see. Understand? Diversity, plurality, multiplicity we see. Why? There's so many reflections. Understand? And her reflections in a small container. The bulbs look small, 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 small. You can see five small bulbs. Why? The reflection is small there. Why reflection is small? The reflecting medium is small. Is it clear now? The water, the understand now what I'm saying? Yeah. Similarly, the big vessel is there. You can see the big reflection. Why? Medium is? Different. I tell you, but all the reflections are what?
Same
light. Understand? Is it clear now? So, similarly, look at this. That in keeping with the capacity of the reflecting medium, the reflection also looks what? Small or big. Reflections seem to be different because of the reflecting medium. But all the reflections are nothing but the same light. Is it clear? Similarly, we say a individual body, mind, sense complex also is what? Reflecting medium. For what? Consciousness. The whole universe is also what? Reflecting medium. From the standpoint of the reflecting media, there is difference. Understand? That whereas the consciousness which reflects through the different media is not different. is one and the only same consciousness. Is it clear now?
Yes.
This is what is from the standpoint of when you say Jeevaha is different from Ishwaraha. An individual is different from the Lord, the whole, when you say correct. From the standpoint of the mithya, body, mind, sense complex, the reflecting medium, okay, every individual is different from the total cosmos, the Lord, the big reflecting medium. Is it clear? It is from the standpoint of the consciousness which reflects through the different media, there is no difference. Is it clear? Therefore, what is the laksha, vachyartham of individual? Consciousness plus body, mind, sense complex. When you say individual, jivaha, what do we mean? You mean consciousness plus body, mind, sense complex. It is the vachyartha of individual. Tvam. When you say tvam, Shastram says tvam, you, the individual. Tvam is equal to you, the individual. Who is individual here? Consciousness plus body, mind, sense complex. This is the vachyartha of tvam. Then we say Ishwaraha. Who is Ishwaraha? Consciousness plus the subtle and the gross universe. Is it clear? Is it clear now? Is equal to Ishwaraha. Therefore, it's the Vachyartha. From the standpoint of Vachyartha, Vachyartha, there is difference. And every individual is different from Ishwara, the whole. The standpoint of Vachyartha. But we say, you are Ishwara. Tvam, tat tvam asi. You are equal to that Lord. You are that Lord, the whole. You are the whole, when Shastram says, what is the meaning? Not the Vachyartha, but Lakshyartha. What is the Lakshyartha, implied meaning of Tvam? Consciousness, pure conscious. Remove the mithya body, mind, sense complex. Take only the consciousness, that is satyam, of the individual is atma, the consciousness. Understand? Consciousness. And similarly, satyam of Ishwara, the whole, is what? Leave this gross universe and the subtle universe. Take only the consciousness, satyam, the Brahman. Brahman and atma are two different words implying the same consciousness. Therefore, the standpoint of the satyam of individual, from the standpoint of satyam of the universe, the consciousness, there is no difference. Okay? There is difference from one standpoint. There is non-difference from another standpoint. It's okay? That satyam is what? That is the lakshyartham of tvam. Satyam of Ishwara is the consciousness, lakshyartha of tat. Is it okay? That alone you have to take. There is no difference. You are Ishwara. And this is a fact. This fact has to be understood. This fact has to be retained in your mind. This fact has to be again and again analyzed. And this has to be assimilated and ascertained. That is when it is not enough, we simply listen and go away. This is a fact. Okay? From the standpoint of Lakshyartha, everything is what? Ishwara. Every individual is Ishwara. So Shastram addresses every individual and says, Tvam Tat Asi. Okay, tat brahma tvamasi, you are that Brahman, you are the Lord, you are the whole. Understand? Therefore, this is a fact revealed by the Mahavakyam. Understand what is Mahavakyam now? But this fact has to be understood first. First has to be understood. Then what should be done? It has to be retained in the mind. Understood fact has to be retained, and again and again and again and again this fact, understood fact, has to be reflected on. Okay, then there's completely all the doubts you have about your understanding. Now this fact should be resolved, then you ascertain it, assimilate this fact. How? When you open your eyes, look at this. Now your eyes are all very clear, distortion free eyes you have. When you see, you have no doubt. Even if I'm saying this is white color, you will not believe. Understand? And you know very clearly this is black. You know also what? This is not any other color. This is only black. This is called, understand? So clear. And you see, I see many things here, and all these things, which different things I see here, and all these things come to light only in the light. Understand? Every object which comes to light has no capacity to come to light by itself. It's all opaque in nature. Every object which comes to light, in your understanding, your buddhi, is so clear. Every opaque object, presence of every opaque object implies what? Along with it, what you cannot miss it, what? Miss is the light. You see the plant, along with the, you see the color of the plant, you see the color of the leaf, color of the flower, shape of the flower, number of petals, you see the everything you see. But all with all these things, what you cannot miss is what? The light, because of which you can enjoy so much about the, how much ever you talk about the plant. Look at this. This green in color, the leaves, so many number of leaves, the shape of the leaf, form of the leaf, texture of the leaf, soft or thick or watery or juicy stem, how it looks, how dark it is, how light it is, what is the color of the flower, okay, what is in the color of the different colors of the petals, how many petals are there, what is the, how the stamen looks there, what is the fragrance there, mild, or everything you discuss about, so much about it. It's all about what? It's all about, understand, the plant, you know. But all this is possible when? Okay? Minus one thing, you cannot do anything about it. What's that? Light. Light. It's an opaque object, okay? The light. Isn't it? When you see that, along with that, what you invariably see is what? The light. Similarly, when you see the whole jagat, you see everything, you see all these things running around, happening, thinking, worrying, planning, knowing, all these things happen. Breathing, all mental activity, physical activity, your knowledge, cognitions, your understanding, and the responses and reactions and actions, and then fulfillment of desires and pains and pleasures, and all these things have their being where? In consciousness. Okay? How so clear you are. Every time you see an opaque object, what you invariably see that with that. You don't need to see separate. You don't need to say, I also see the light. Do you seem to say that? No. If you see something, means what you see along with it is what? The light. Similarly, in your vision, the vision has to be become ascertained. Okay? That is when you have moksha. Only understand, you start, it's only beginning of the understanding. Understand? Come to the class regularly, be with the teacher, be with the shastram, clarity will dawn. Okay? Is it time? Oh, I'm sorry, Tilaka. I'm very sorry, baby. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. See, the Vedanta is something that keep on listening, repeatedly listening. As you listen, as you listen, as you listen, clarity will enhance. That is why how much you listen is not important. How long, this is not important. You have to listen again and again. This listening makes the mind subtle. That is the secret of the class. Then people feel bored and fed up with the classes. They are very impatient and then restless. Understand? Pakkuvanna bored children from Vedanta class. It is not for the immature people. Vedanta class will be very boring for people who are not mature, who don't have punyam. Some punyam must be there for one not to feel bored with the classes. Because repetition is a must, and then repeat listening makes the mind subtle. Subtler the mind becomes, the more you grasp. Secret. Understand? So we'll see the next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.